The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there. With the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
The first Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition shows of July 2014 feature Richard Edwards, Deputy Editor of SFX Magazine, celebrating 250 monthly issues of the world's premier science fiction publication. Ilana Rain joins us from the West Coast with more views in her own unique directorial sense. Tallulah Rendell is back with another musical magical track from The Banshee and the Moon. And we welcome Jill Hart from Linden Books. Chief Executive Officer of the Yorkshire Agricultural Society, Nigel Pulling, will be looking ahead to the UK's largest country show. Anna Lewis will be back as ever with more news from Jersey. And live from Nashville and Los Angeles, Cameron Tilbury and Phil Leonis will provide their own unique perspectives on life. Add to that the joys of film critic Richard Fitzwilliams, rural correspondent Minty Steed, and Ian Lennox on the World Cup 2014. Plus Katie Grimerson from Birmingham and William Sitwell with more gastronomic information. And you've got all you need for the Midweek Drive on Wednesday between 5 and 7 and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition on Thursdays between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. here on Siren 107.3 FM. Also important to note that you can, of course, access our sister station for Southside Broadcasting via sirenonline.co.uk. And do take the opportunity, if you haven't as yet, to check out the latest stage in the evolution of southsidebroadcasting.com as a website, because we can now carry, in fact, we do carry live Twitter feeds, Facebook links, all of those wonderful things are actually there, so you can actually pass comments and send in all sorts of messages, positive ones, we like to feel, to Southside Broadcasting via Instagram. info@southsideradio.com. Wonderful stuff. Okay, energy, positive values and all sorts of things clearly mean that it can only be time to go to that ace nutritionist extraordinaire. He is, of course, the main man, originally from Blackpool, Lancashire's finest, Dennis the Chemist. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Mighty fine.
Excellent stuff. So, today's mini lecture, I suspect, might have a slightly sweet but maybe even sour taste.
You're absolutely right. Of course, you're referring what we've heard on television, heard on the radio, and read in all the newspapers, headlines like "Ban fruit juice at dinner time. Parents should ban juice from the dinner table. Experts warn today. Children should be given only water or milk and should not expect sweet drinks all the time." According to senior government advisers, they point out that fruit juices are helping fuel the sharp rise in obesity rates and type 2 diabetes and heart disease. A typical teenager consumes 40% more sugar than they should. 40% more. And adults take 13% too much. Professor Tom Sanders, head of diabetes and nutritional science at King's College London, says smoothies should be given only as a treat. It's not a good idea to wean people on the habit of expecting sweet beverages all the time, he adds. Kids should be getting their fluid from drinking water. We need to reintroduce the habit of people putting a jug of water on the table and drinking water with their food instead of some sort of fruity beverage. Don't put pop on the table. Wow. So I'm talking every Friday morning about a range of nutritional products from the company Pharma-Nord. Pharma-Nord are a Danish company, and under Danish rules, under the Danish law, it's the only country in Europe with this category of a law which says health food products, vitamins, minerals, they must be made to pharmaceutical standards. So I've been selling in my pharmacy here in Manchester, I've been selling this range of Pharmanaud products. There's 40 different products helping to alleviate and prevent a variety of health problems, to both prevent and help health problems. And I'm going to run through some of them this morning. But the introduction I'm talking about is such a basic thing. You know, we have to be told we're having too much sugar. I mean, this has been going on for ages, this news about sugar. I did a program on Granada Television about 10 years ago, and I took into the studio all cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits, and I took with me bags and bags of sugar, and I set it up before the program started. I was showing how much sugar is in each packet of sweet and bar of chocolate and gooey bars to eat. Some of the bars, gooey bars that we eat, have like 10, 12, 14 teaspoonfuls of sugar. And we wonder why the number of people with diabetes, it is a serious disease. Diabetes from the sugar. The sugar can combine with so many parts of the body. If it combines with the retina of the eye, then the eye can get damaged. And in fact, in diabetic patients, if they don't eat sensibly long term, it can cause havoc with the retina, the screen of the eye, and it can even lead to blindness. And the heart, we're told by doctors that one in four diabetics, it can lead to heart problems. We're told by kidney specialists that the sugar can damage the kidneys, the main filter of the body. And this can lead to a reduction in the capacity of the kidney to filter, and that could even reduce the lifespan of the diabetic, because your kidneys are filters. You can have a car, a Rolls Royce, and if the wing mirror falls off, you can drive the car. If the aerial falls off, you can drive the car. If a wing fell off, you could drive the car. But if the filter doesn't work properly, you can't drive the cars. And it's similar with when sugar damages kidneys, it reduces its capacity to filter, and that can lead to a shorter lifespan. And finally, another main area where sugar can damage the body, and it's not just full-blown diabetics that are getting the damage from too much sugar. Everybody from eating too much sugar can get damage to the eye, damage to the heart, damage to the kidneys, and damage to the nerves in particular, to the legs. Because if the nerves get damaged, the nerves tell the blood vessels to open and close when needed. And if the nerves get damaged, then they can't do the job of telling the blood vessels to open and close. And if the nerves to the legs can't work the circulation properly, then diabetics in particular, but it can happen to anybody, diabetics in particular, can lead to such serious circulation problems in the legs that it can even lead to that terrible disease, gangrene, and which can lead and does lead to amputations of toes, feet or legs. So these banned fruit juice at dinner time, these headlines are really frightening. We really have to do what they're telling us. We have to stop giving them sugary drinks. It's repeated again in today the Friday edition of the Daily Express, the top right, top left-hand corner, on the front page, new warning over sugar in fizzy drinks. Just, look at the headline. Just one can of a fizzy drink contains your daily ration. You know, will people listen to this? Will they stop giving the kids all these fizzy drinks? And it also applies to orange juice and apple juice. They're massive amounts of fizzy drink, of sugar. And now the experts are saying you shouldn't really consider that a big glass of orange juice, which has 10, 12 spoons of sugar, you shouldn't be allowing it to be one of your five a day, or we're now saying 10 a day of your vegetables and fruit that we should all be eating each day, because these products, the fruit and vegetables, and especially the vegetables, can reduce your chance of getting cancer, because it's the sugar which is triggering off so many illnesses. But another article, this was in the Times, and it was also mentioned in many other newspapers. You probably read this, and it was mentioned on TV and on the radio news. Couch potatoes at risk. Adults who sit to watch more than 3 hours of television. 3 hours sounds a long time, but when you think many people, they come home, they flop, they have the meal, and they finally flop down after a hard day. And they can watch television from 7 o'clock, and then they watch it through that program. Then another program comes on, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and beyond. Well, that's 5 hours of sitting, and you don't even change the channel by getting up. You press a button. You may get up occasionally to have a cup of tea, or to eat a fizzy drink, or to eat cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits with full of sugar and fat. No wonder. At the moment, there are 3.8 million people with diabetes in Great Britain. 3 million know they've got it, and 800,000 don't know they've got it. But the amount of sugar that we're eating, which is making us obese, and then being obese damages the whole body, and this leads, the obesity leads to diabetes. And so they've said that in 11 years' time, in 2025, there will be 5.25 million people in Great Britain with diabetes. In Great Britain at the moment, there's about 60 million people. And if 5 million are going to be diabetic, 5 into 60 goes 12. It means when you walk down the street in 2025, just now in 2014, statistically, every 20th person, you pass 19 people in the street, and the 20th person statistically is diabetic. Well, that's going to go in 2025 to one person in 12. Every 12th person you pass will be diabetic because of too much sugar, which leads to the type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is unfortunate in people where, through a genetic fault or through something happens, they can get the flu, and it can upset the immune system, and it can cause damage to the pancreas, and it stops making the insulin. That's the gland where we make our insulin. It's called the pancreas. And therefore, that unfortunately is brought about by circumstances beyond the type 1 diabetic person control. But that's 10% of diabetics. 90% of diabetics are because we're eating too much food, in particular too much fat and too much sugar. And then the body can't cope with handling sugar, and we become diabetic. So where does this lead to with the Pharmanord range of products? Let's just look at a few of their products. there is a mineral called chromium. And chromium used to be what you polished on your car bumpers 30, 40 years ago. Now most car bumpers are plastic or some other material, but they're not usually chrome. But you need chrome as a substance in your food, a minute amount of chromium. And it is in certain foods. But over the generations, 90% of people, from what we eat and the way food is made, 90% of people are not getting enough chromium. And PharmaNord make a wonder product, biochromium. Biochromium is giving you enough chromium to make a substance called the glucose tolerance factor. Yes, listeners, we do make a substance. It is called, it's in the medical books, you can Google it on the internet, what is glucose tolerance factor? And it'll tell you all about it. And it's made from the mineral chromium. And without enough chromium, then the receptors waiting to receive sugar, which we're all having too much of, but you do need obviously some sugar for your energy. So you get it from your food. You don't get it from fizzy drinks and all this cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and the smoothies where they pulp the fiber. So the sugar in the fruit, instead of being slowly released like when you eat an apple, which is a normal thing to eat, the sugar is released slowly. The body's got a much better chance of handling it properly. But when you pulp all the fruit, the fiber, which is slowing down the release of sugar, is pulped into a smoothie. That's why it's called a smoothie, because you can drink it. How could you drink an apple? So in a smoothie, you could have two or three apples and a whole banana, and you could put all other sugary fruit in, melons, and think of all the fruit. They've all got fruit tied up in fiber, but when you pulp it, all that sugar is hitting you all at once and you can't handle it. So you can see we've got a real problem in the Western world with this diabetes, with this cancer, with this heart problems, and a lot of it is linked to too much sugar. Whether the 60 million people in Great Britain will take notice of this is a different story. Because these stories, true stories in our newspaper, on the radio, on the television, they all go out. People go, oh, did you read that? Yes. People at work will be talking about it. And within 24 hours, everybody forgets. Everybody will go back to their old ways. The people who manufacture the cakes and the chocolates and the sweets and the biscuits and the smoothies and all these fizzy drinks full of sugar, they will all be worried for a day that their sales will go down. And by the next day, everybody forgets. But lest we forget. If we forget, then these problems will arise. So chromium, biochromium, is a tablet. You take one a day, and it greatly improves the ability of the body to handle sugar, because chromium is needed to make the glucose tolerance factor. I mean, the story of sugar is so easy to understand. If I tell you some of the other products PharmaNord make, it will make it easily to understand if you compare it to this obvious story about sugar that we're being hammered with at the moment, quite rightly, to try and do something about it, to save ourselves and our children and our grandchildren and our future generations from the diabetic problem, the cancer problem, the obesity problem, and all the other problems that lead from those three problems. Let's look at the biggest selling thing in the PharmaNord range. They have a capsule called Bioquinone Q10 100 milligrams. Q10 is a substance made in your liver, and it's found in food, like peanuts, mackerel, herring, sardines, meat. So it's a natural substance, Q10, and it's used by our body to give us energy. It's Q10 called because it's got 10 carbon atoms in the molecule. Rats, they get their energy from Q9 with 9 carbons. Flies, I've not seen many flies yet, but it is summer and there's chance that they will arrive. Flies whizzing around your head and you're swatting it. Flies use Q8 with 8 carbons to get their energy. So when they land on dog feces and they eat it, they get their energy from that food and they make a substance called Q8. And that Q8 joins the food they get from the dog feces. They combine it with the oxygen that they breathe. So we eat food and we combine it with the oxygen we eat. We make Q10. Rats make Q9. Flies make Q8. Even your mouldy bread. Any listeners this morning went to the bread and found that had it too long and it was really mouldy, greeny yellow. That mould is a living thing. And it's using Q7 with 7 carbons. You can see how important this Q substance is. As we pass 21, our liver, where it's made, makes less Q10. By the time you're 40, your levels of production in your liver have gone back to the levels of a little 2-year-old. And as you become older and older and older, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 and beyond, your energy goes less. You even get a problem with your muscles. As you age, you lose muscles. You notice your parents and grandparents as they get older and when they're on the beach, their legs become spindly and their arms become spindly. And ladies shouting house at bingo when they've won, they flap their arms in the breeze. They've got bingo wings. Their arms are flapping because they haven't got much muscle in their arm. They've got the skin, otherwise they'd be falling apart. So their arms flap as they shout, house, I've won, because they've lost the muscle. The medical name for losing your muscle is sarcopenia. Sarco is Greek for flesh. Penia is Greek for poverty. Poverty of flesh is muscle loss. Once you hit 45, each 10 years up to 75, you lose 10% of your muscle. If you're blessed with getting to 75 to 85, you lose 30% of your muscle and you can become a bit old and doddery. And many people, unfortunately, especially women, they fall over and they break their hip and they end up in hospital having a new hip. Another reason why, especially women fall over and men, is that we don't get enough sunshine. As you know, from October to April, for 7 months, there's hardly any sun in Great Britain. And you need sun to make vitamin D. And we're also reading in all the papers, it was in the papers yesterday, the headlines in the Express, massive headlines, 2 inches high. Vitamin D cuts blood pressure. And sunshine is your best way to get your daily dose. It said, Sunshine by Laura Holland. Sunshine could be the key to slashing blood pressure, helping to save thousands of lives a year. Boosting vitamin D may offer an alternative to drugs by cutting the risk of heart attacks and stroke, say the scientists. I should quickly add, you don't stop your blood pressure drugs. This is just suggesting that if you get your sunshine and you make your vitamin D, and you can take vitamin D, Pharma Nord make a capsule, Bio Vitamin D. You can get 1,000 units, practically a 3-month supply for something like £6.95 for 3 months. That's very reasonable to give you vitamin D. It says for every 10% rise in vitamin D, the system was linked to a lower blood pressure and an 8% lower chance from suffering from high blood pressure. So if you're on high blood pressure tablets, please continue taking them. It's important to keep your blood pressure down because it can lead to heart attacks and strokes. You see, the vitamin is absorbed by the body from the sunlight. It's also found in small amounts in eggs, meat and oily fish. So we're getting the picture. Excuse me. There are a lot of things that we can do to help our body get through life in a much healthier way than otherwise if we do the wrong things. That Q10, by taking Bioquinum Q10 100 milligrams, 1 to 3 capsules a day, it was shown in Sweden 2 years ago that if you gave the world's rarest mineral that Great Britain has got the lowest levels of in the soil, so it's hard to get into your food, the mineral selenium, and PharmaNord make a substance, a tablet called Seleno Precise. If you take one Seleno Precise tablet, which costs 10p, and a couple of PharmaNord Bioquinone Q10 capsules to give you your energy, as I've just described, taking those two in a group of 400 people, aged 70 to 88, nobody was under 70. Those on the real ones, as opposed to those on the dummy ones, the placebo, those on the real capsules of Q10 and the tablet of selenium, Seleno Precise, the death rate from heart attacks dropped an unbelievable 54%. And in Denmark last year, 3 capsules a day, one with each meal, of Bioquinone Q10 100 milligrams, given to 400 people, half of them on the real ones, half of them on the dummy ones, the placebo. In this group of people chosen at the Danish, the largest heart hospital in Denmark, there were 400 people, average age 62, and they all had heart failure. And those on the real Q10, Bioquinone Q10, 100 milligrams, taking one with the breakfast, one with the lunch, one with the evening meal, the death rate from the heart failure dropped in 2 years an unbelievable 50%. It dropped by half. Q10 helps your energy.
And that's the point where we actually will leave it for the moment, Dennis, because again, a deep and fascinating and optimistic at the end way of actually coping with things after obviously a very passionate appeal to actually sort of ensure.
Well, it's upsetting that people, they read all these wonderful things, the radio, the TV, the newspaper, and the next day everybody forgets it. It goes back to the old ways.
People thought the smoking was cool once. We just have to move on from that point of view.
Absolutely. Very good point. Yes, you're right.
Dennis,
I feel more positive after what you've just said.
Exactly. So there we are. It's always a pleasure and a delight. Once again, you can go to multivits.co.uk to find out more marvellous stuff from the PharmaNord company. Of course, there's dennisthechemist.com. And you can play, of course, the podcast back all over again, which you may be listening to in any case on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. Dennis, have you had a reasonably interesting mini lecture today?
Well, it is, because I'm so happy that if one person takes on board what
exactly.
I've said and they save their own life, yep, then the job's done.
You are a hero, Dennis, a superhero, super Dennis, sir. The Chemist. That's the important thing. So I take it then we can look forward to connecting with you again, probably on Independence Day. That'd be July the 4th, of course. Or, as people like to say, what happened when the colonies decided to actually go their own way? Dennis will return.
Okay.